Peace from Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. The text is Matthew chapter 6, verse 13, which is the basis for petition 6 and 7 of the Lord's Prayer. Matthew 6:13 has posed difficulties for interpreters and translators from the days of the early church fathers until now. In addition to Luther's question, what does this mean, we need to ask questions of our own. In the first half of the verse, does Jesus refer to temptation in general, or does Jesus refer to a testing, a test, or a final test that the Christians will experience? Do the last words of the verse refer to evil people, evil in general, or specifically to the devil or Satan? To whom does the pronoun us refer in the petitions? We have learned from the Holy Scriptures that God does not lead people into sin. Through the prophet Isaiah, the Lord extended the invitation, "Turn to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is no other." St. Paul wrote, "God our Savior desires everyone to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth." The truth that St. Paul refers to is that God is holy, as we heard in the psalm read a few moments ago. That God holds people accountable, that all people are sinners and subject to eternal separation from God. But above all, God has provided salvation through the perfect life, sacrificial death, and resurrection of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. God does test people in order to bring them closer to himself. The Lord tested Abraham when Abraham was 75 years old. He directed him to leave his extended family and country and to go to a place which he did not know, to an unknown destination. Later, the Lord tested the faith of Abraham when he asked Abraham to sacrifice his son Isaac. God tested the faith of the Apostle Paul when he permitted the apostle to experience a thorn in the flesh. Paul wrote, "Three times I appealed to the Lord about this, that he would leave me, but he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness.'" Whether God tests us or what kind of test he might ask us to take, we really need to leave that to him. We do know that he has made us his children through the water and the word of holy baptism. He continues to provide us with his rich and powerful resources, the means of grace, word, and sacraments. As we read a few minutes ago, Dr. Luther chose the word temptation rather than test or testing. Luther understood that in the sixth petition, Christ urged his disciples to pray that our Father in heaven would guard and keep us so that the devil, the world, and our sinful nature may not deceive us into false belief, despair, and other great shame and vice. And now to try and give an answer to the question, do the last words of the verse refer to evil people, evil in general, or specifically to the devil and Satan? In the Greek text, the Greek word can be understood to have the article, the definite article, in front of it. So evil is definite, the evil. Now what? The Greek can be understood to be neuter, that is, that which is evil, or to be masculine, and so to refer to an individual, that is, the evil one. The vast number of contemporary translations follow this translation, the evil one. But to whom does the evil one refer? The New Testament context points to the devil or Satan as the evil one. In the seventh petition, then, we are asking God to deliver us, to rescue us, to save us from the evil one, who has been a liar from the beginning. We are asking God to keep us from Satan's clutches through this life to the full experience of eternal life in heaven. One more question. To whom does the word us refer? Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Because we often pray the Lord's Prayer in our personal devotions, we sometimes lose sight of the horizontal dimension implied in the word us. The word us includes the members of our families when we together join in praying this prayer in family devotions. The word us includes all of us who pray the Lord's Prayer together in chapel. We are in effect confessing that God is our Creator, Redeemer, and Sanctifier. We are acknowledging that we are sinners and in need of the physical, spiritual, and eternal resources that God alone can supply. The word us also has an ecumenical dimension. We are praying for Christ's disciples all over the world. Further, the pronoun us reminds us that we are in this together, that we are committed to support, encourage, and sustain one another in our daily battle against the devil, the world, and our sinful nature. Indeed, Lord,